Thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. To learn more about City Place Church, visit cityplacechurch.com or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at City Place Church.
Hey everybody, welcome to City Place Church. Today, I am so excited to be able to spend this time with you this weekend. And this morning, I am wearing my Motion 2020 t-shirt. Our students just got through spending the weekend with thousands and thousands of students from literally all across the world. And so I want to give a shout out to Jacob and Becca, part of our student team, as well as Trey Graber, for just leaning into God and pushing our students into an encounter with God. And so well done. Come on, can y'all make some noise for not only our student team, but also our students. And so I'm rocking my shirt today because it was really life-giving. Love hearing the feedback and just the stories of what God's done. And so you don't want to miss your students being a part of our student group. And so if you have middle school, high school, you want your students involved. And so again, shout out to all of our team for all that you've done, as well as the students. And so I'm excited this morning. And so we are wrapping up our series, Weak Eyes. I hope that you have enjoyed that series. I know that I have. And we're getting ready to enter into a new series next week. But I want to just end with a little bit of punch and just leaning into God as we did last week. So here, do me a favor, no matter where you are, remember every single week that we come into God's house, we lean in level 10. And so I just want you to lean in level 10. What does that mean here at City Place Church? That means that we take notes, we remove the distraction, and we engage in what God's going to say and what God's going to do today. And so you can download today's notes at cityplacechurch.com/notes. The other thing I want to let you know of is next week, I'm going to be kicking off a series called Frequency. Frequency. You don't want to miss that series called Frequency. I promise you, we're going to be in prayer. We're going to be listening to God's voice. And so mark your calendars for August the 9th. We're going to be kicking off 21 days of prayer where we're just going to be talking about hearing God's voice, but also praying powerful prayers that shake things up and move us towards what God sees, not just what we see. Amen. So let's get ready to go. Let's lock in. I'm loaded today and I'm ready to get started. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Joshua chapter 3. Joshua chapter 3. Make sure you have your sermon notes. I got mine. I always like to model. I've got every Bible. I got digital Bible. I've got physical Bible because I just believe that God's going to say something important to us today. And so let's lean in. Level 10. Here we go. Joshua chapter 3, 1 through 5. Joshua 3. 1-5, it says this: Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and they set out from Acacia Grove and came to the Jordan, he and all of the children of Israel, and they lodged there before they crossed over. So it was after 3 days that the officers went out through the camp, and they commanded the people, saying, When you see, everybody say see, come on, everybody say see, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. You shall set out from your place and go after it. Set out from your place and go after it. This morning, as we wrap up our series, Weak Eyes, we're going to be talking about focused eyes. Come on, somebody say, focused eyes. Are you leaning in level 10? Leaning in level 10? Focused eyes. Let's pray. Father, we love you today. We thank you that as we come around your word, God, I pray that we're not just hearing a message that motivates us, but God, I pray that we're engaging in a moment by which we can encounter you. God, your word says that heaven and earth will pass and fade away, but your word will stand forever. So Father, I just pray that the power of your spirit would invade every home. I pray, Holy Spirit, for the tangible presence of Jesus this morning. I pray for the person that is sitting in their home right now. But Lord God, they're dealing with pain in their body, specifically back pain. God, I just pray your healing power from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. The one that's dealing with asthma, I pray that those things those lungs would clear up in Jesus' name. I pray for the person dealing with depression. I just pray right now by the power of your spirit that there is a healing coming to their home right now. I pray for the ones that are dealing with the loss of a loved one. I pray that your peace invades their home. Your strength invades their home. And oh, most powerful one, Lord God, I just pray that you change us completely, mature us and grow us so that the presence of Jesus always rests in our home. And we give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Are y'all ready? Hey, listen, for those of you who the Lord was speaking to you about healing, you grab hold of that word today. I promise you, that is the word of the Lord and the prayer for you. Now, Joshua chapter 3, in order to talk about Joshua chapter 3, I have to go back a little bit because Joshua and the people in Joshua chapter 3 are getting ready to cross over into the promised land. It is the place, it is the after waiting for years and years, they are now getting ready to enter into what God has promised them. But in order to know where they are about to go, we must know the history. And that history involves Moses. It involves thousands and thousands of people, and it involves a promise from God. See, Moses came on the scene when the people of Israel had been in bondage for 400 years, and they've been crying out to God. And the Bible says that he called Moses and he told Moses to go before Pharaoh. And after attempt after attempt after attempt, and God's hand showing up in Egypt, Pharaoh lets God's people go. And it says that as they are going, they cross over the Red Sea. Hopefully you've heard the story. Read the book of Exodus. It's powerful. It says that they cross over the Red Sea. And as they're crossing over the Red Sea, the cloud is following them. The fire is leading them. And God's presence is literally all around them. And as they're going through the wilderness, it says that the people, although they have left Egypt and that they are walking in their deliverance, it says that as they are walking to their deliverance, it says that they are complaining while God is literally separating the waters. He has delivered them from the hand of Pharaoh, and they are complaining. And it says that as they are complaining, God's getting more frustrated, and Moses is saying, but God, these are your people. And so they are literally walking to the promised land, and God is providing for them. It says that their clothes didn't wear out. It says that God is sending food from heaven. It says that Moses is speaking to the rock, and he's hitting a rock. And it says that whatever the people are in need of, God is literally providing. If it's a hot day, he brings a cloud. If it's a cold night, he gives fire. Like, God is just amazing. If they're hungry, he sends the manna from heaven. Like, he's doing everything he can to push them to purpose and push them to destiny. Can I tell you that God is doing everything that he can to push you to purpose and destiny? And it says that while they are moving towards purpose and destiny, which is the promised land, the place that God had promised them way back when he was talking to Abraham. It says that Moses is leading the people, but the people are complaining. He's leading the people, but the people are complaining. God's doing a miracle and the people are complaining. And so he says this, he says, now I want you to, this is God speaking to Moses. He says, I want you to send out 12 spies to get just a taste of what the promised land is going to be like. And so it says that Moses sends out 12 spies. They go over and they climb over the fence and they get to the promised land, the land of Canaan, and they're walking out through the land. And it says that they grab clusters of grapes that need to be carried by two people and they bring them back to the people. And it says that the people are looking at the grapes that they have had to been carried by two people. And it says that as the 12 are talking to Moses and they're talking to the crowd of at least 600,000 people, some theologians believe that it could be as many as a million people. It says this, that this is what the spies say. The spies say, truly, the land that God has promised is plentiful, but giants rest in the land. And they say this, they say, we are not able, watch now, we are not able to conquer the land, for we are as grasshoppers in our sight, and so we are in theirs. We are as grasshoppers in our sight, and so we are as in their. You know, how you see yourself matters. How you see yourself matters. Can you write that down? Not even in my notes. How I see myself matters. And so they have literally taken upon this mantra that I've been in a situation of lack, distress, depression, struggle for so long that even when God is doing things for me and I am winning, how I see myself is really what matters. And so it says that there are 10 that's yelling, we can't go. We don't want to go. The grass, you know, we're grasshoppers in our sight and the giants are great in the land. And the Bible says that two people stood up, Joshua and Caleb, and said, y'all fools, we are out of bondage. God is doing miracles, signs and wonders all around us. Nothing that we haven't laid before the Lord, he hasn't dealt with. We are literally taking ground every single day. We have climbed over the wall, and truly the land flows with milk and honey, which confirms that God's promise is true. Y'all need to get on board and see that God is doing something. It says that the people are still yelling, we can't go, we can't go. And Joshua and Caleb are like, we must go. Finally, Moses makes the decision that they are not going to go. And so when you go through the book of Exodus and you're in Numbers and Deuteronomy, the people have literally been in the same wilderness for 40 years. And it says that God has this conversation with Moses and he says, listen, you will not go. He says, but Joshua, the one that you've led, will go. Because he's had focused eyes. This morning, as we wrap up, the title of our last part of the series is Focused Eyes. Focused eyes. And so it says when you get towards the end of Deuteronomy and we're coming to the book of Joshua, it says that Moses dies. He declares to Joshua that Joshua, you're going to be leading this people, and every promise that's on me, I now lay my hands on you. And when we get to Joshua chapter 1, this is what it says in Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. I'm just going to paraphrase. It says this. Now, Moses, the servant of the Lord, had died. And God has a conversation with Joshua and he says, now Moses, my servant, is dead. Yesterday is gone. The problems, the situation, they're dead. What you knew as normal is gone. He says, you get ready to grab hold of everything that I promised you. It's time to go. He says, every place where you set your foot, from this river to this river, to this side to this side, I have given you. He says, now listen, I need you to be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed, for I'm with you wherever you go. That is my promise. He says, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. The close proximity that I had with Moses will be available to you. But he repeats it again, only be strong and courageous. Don't be fearful, for I'm with you wherever you go. He's saying, Joshua, focus on me. Here's the first thing I want you to write down. Focus eyes requires open eyes. Focus eyes requires open eyes. Focus eyes requires open eyes. He's repeating. He's saying, listen, in Joshua chapter 1, he says, listen, everything that I promised Moses, I'm going to do to you. Every bit of the land from here to here, I've given you. I will never leave you or forsake you. You have to read Joshua chapter 1. It's my promise to you. He says, now listen, you're going to go here, you're going to go there, I'm going to be with you. But he says, now watch now, keep your eyes on me. Don't be afraid, don't be dismayed, for I am with you. Then he says it again before the chapter ends. He says, don't be afraid, don't be dismayed, don't lose courage, because I am with you. See, focused eyes are open eyes. And if you got a chance to be a part of service last week, we said that open eyes are spiritually maturing eyes. You got to check it out on our podcast or YouTube, last week's message. Focused eyes, watch now, require open eyes. And we said that open eyes are spiritually maturing eyes. Open eyes are spiritually maturing eyes. Let me catch you up really fast. Here you go. Spiritual maturity requires a consistent, intense pursuit of the person, presence, and power of Father God. Spiritual maturity requires dropping childish behavior. And spiritual maturity requires assurance and trust in the Lord your God. So if I have focus eyes, and if focus eyes require spiritually mature eyes, which are open eyes, then I have to be sitting in a place, Joshua, to where you have consistent, intense pursuit of me, my presence, and my power. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Moses was intense in pursuing me. He was intense on pursuing me. Number two, put away childish behavior. You have to put away childish behavior, because if you don't, you will be stuck in this wilderness longer than what you were supposed to be. Number three, rest fully assured and trust in me, Joshua. Stay focused on me. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Write this down. Focus eyes don't move until you see the Lord moving. Focus eyes don't move until you see the Lord moving. Let's hop back over to Joshua chapter 3 now. And so it says in Joshua chapter 1, you go throughout, you start preparing everybody and tell them that in 3 days we are going to take the land. And so literally Joshua is going throughout the whole land and he's saying, listen, get ready. You set yourself apart. You start preparing, start packing up your houses, start packing up your rooms. The wait is over. It's time to go grab hold of everything that God has for you. We are about to move. He says, now listen, we are going to focus on God. So when we get to Joshua chapter 3, it says that Joshua rose early in the morning. It's time to go. He says, he tells all the officers, let's go. Everybody get ready. It's time to go. And this is what he says. Watch now. The Lord told him to tell the people, when you see, everybody say, see. When you see the Ark of the Covenant, the Lord your God, and the priest bearing it, then you shall set out from your place and go. Watch now. Focus eyes don't move until you see the Lord moving. Now watch. Watch now. Focus eyes what? Requires what? Open eyes, which are spiritually mature eyes. So spiritually mature eyes can sense when God is moving. Spiritually mature eyes can sense when God is moving. So when Joshua tells the people in Joshua chapter 3, and he's talking to the people, and he says, now listen, the presence of God is going to go first. The Ark of the Covenant held the presence of God, in biblical days. It held the presence of God, and they would literally carry the presence of God around place to place, and the presence of God was to be carried in a place by which it was cared for. And so the priests would put the ark on their shoulders, and they literally would carry the Ark of God, which meant wherever the presence of God goes, that's what we're chasing after. Can I tell you that wherever God's presence is, that's where you and I need to be? There's no need for us to sit back on the sideline asking him to come to us, when clearly the word of God says, now listen, when you see the presence of God, you chase after it. Now watch now, mature eyes can see the presence of God. Mature eyes, which I'm talking about having focus eyes. See, focus eyes require spiritually open eyes, which are mature eyes. See, you and I have to be so intense and consistent in our pursuit of the presence and power of person of God so that we can know where he's moving. How many of us have been distracted, have been paralyzed by every single bit of tension and sickness and illness that is impacting our life? And the enemy's trying to throw us off course. Yes, it's hitting our homes. Yes, it's hitting our communities. Yes, it is real. Yes, it is real. But there is no way that we should let what the enemy's throwing at us have permission to distract us from our focus on seeing God move. It says, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, you set out from your place and you go after it. You set out from your place and you go after it. You've been stuck in this spot for so long, but when you see God move, you go after it. Let me declare, I said this last week, God is here and God is moving, but it's going to require spiritually mature eyes to see what he's up to, which means that it's going to require you and I to have a constant, intense pursuit of the person and presence and power of God. Joshua says, don't you stay where you are anymore. You get moving and you chase after the presence of God. See, focus eyes don't move until you see the Lord moving. Write this down. Focus eyes follow hard after the Lord. Focus eyes follow hard after the Lord. And watch this. Joshua tells him in Joshua chapter 3, verse 3, he says, now listen, the presence of God will be going first. Okay? The presence of God will go first. Once you see the presence of God go first, okay, then you follow afterwards. So listen, in your own home, in your own life, on your job, as you're praying, as you're seeking God, don't move until you see the presence of God in whatever area you are pursuing him. So our pursuit is God's, your presence. God, I'm coming after you. God, I'm chasing after you. And then once he starts moving, if he zigs, you zig. If he zags, you zag. Why? Because I am intense in my pursuit and it's going to be consistent of him. So Joshua says, now watch, follow, focus eyes, follow hard after God. The presence of God is going to go. You chase after it. Watch, look at what verse 5 says, verse 4 and 5. Joshua chapter 3, 4 and 5, it says, yet there shall be a space between you and God's presence, about 2,000 cubits by measure. 2,000 cubits by measure is 0.6 miles. Get the imagery in your mind. Get the imagery in your mind. Okay. Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way before. Watch, in this season of crazy, in this season of trying to determine, God, do I put my kids in school? Do I keep them at home? Do I teach at home? Lord, do I go back to work? God, do we gather in person? Do I go out? Do I go here? Do I go there? Watch now. God, where are you? Father, where is your presence for me, for my family? God, show me where you are so I can chase after you. Now watch what God says. This is what he says. He says, now listen, leave some space for God to be able to move. Leave some space for God to be able to move, but you follow hard after God. You have to stay focused on where he is. It says 6.6 miles. So the reason why we have this space is because we want God to be able to move. We don't want to move ahead of God. So I leave space for God to move. Did you catch that, y'all? I leave space for God to move in my life because I don't want to get ahead of God in my life. See, if God is leading the way and I'm being challenged to follow him, why would I want to get ahead of God? Because if I get ahead of God, then I'm asking God to follow me. And it's never been designed for me to be leading God. It's by design that he leads me. So Joshua says, now listen, leave some distance so that you can follow hard after him, because we have never been this way before. We haven't been through this pandemic before. We don't have the answers for the tension in our life, but God does. God can lead us to victory in the middle of every single thing that is in our home, in our life, in our community. But we have to give him space, watch, to move. We have to give him permission to move. How many of y'all have been guilty of this? I know I have, to where I'm like, God, do whatever you want to do. God, have your way. I'm yours, Lord. Everything I am. That's an old school song. God, you can have all of me. And then meanwhile, I'm like, pew, I'm going after this. I'm going to do this. I made this decision. And meanwhile, I'm like, God, where are you at? How come you aren't showing up for me? God, you said you'd be with me. And God's like, but you leading the way. What if we followed hard after God and allowed him to move? I wrote this down and I want you to take note of this. This may be a little harsh. Do you love me? Come on. Do you love me? Right. Put some hearts in there. Come on. And if you're just hopping on, welcome to City Place Church. My name is Damon. I'm the lead pastor. I might even forgot to say that earlier. But look, watch. You love me. You give me permission to tell you the truth. Watch this. We have to stop dictating to God what God should do. We have to stop dictating to God what God should do. See, when we get ahead of God, we start dictating what God should do. If I follow hard after God, I see as my eyes are focused on him and I have open eyes, which are what? Spiritually maturing eyes. Then I realize that God is there and the thing that I'm declaring to God are the things that I see him doing. But you and I have to stop declaring or stop trying to dictate to God what he should be doing. You and I have to get aligned and in line as sons and daughters of God. We have to get in line and align as sons and daughter of God. Joshua says in verse 4, verse 5, he says, listen, leave a little bit of space for God to move. Align yourself in full flow because you haven't been this way before. Can I declare to some of you who are willing to receive this? Yesterday is gone. Yesterday is gone. God wants to do something fresh and new in your life. But it's going to require you and I to have focused eyes on him. It's going to require us having focused eyes on God the Father. It's not you and I leading the way and trying to dictate. It's going to require you and I sitting in spiritual maturity in constant pursuit of him. Write this down. Focused eyes are driven by a longing for his presence, not a destination. When Joshua is saying, you are going to pursue God, we're going to follow after it from where we are to there. See, it says, we will know where we're going when we follow hard after God. See, I am trying to pursue his presence. The ark, remember, the Ark of the Covenant held the presence of God. Joshua was saying, we are pursuing his presence. We want to be where he wants to be. We want to be what God in the place where God sees for our life. And so it says, now you will get to the place where God sees you, God knows you, and God loves you, but you have to follow hard after him. And you have to be driven by a longing for his presence versus just getting to my answered prayer or getting to where I'm fully walking out what I want. Here we go. A couple more things and we'll get ready to wrap up. Write this down. I hope y'all are getting something throughout this series. If you haven't had the chance, they're all on YouTube. In fact, I encourage you, subscribe right now to our YouTube channel as well as to our podcast. Check this out. Focus eyes require frequent focus on hearing God's voice. Focus eyes requires frequent focus on hearing God's voice. If there's just a picture that you and I are just trying to find the object, it may not be the destination or what God wants you to find. It's easy to find God when you can hear his voice. Notice I said, I want you to find God. He might be to the lower left. See, when God is speaking to us, he will be specific to the place where he wants you to be. I know it seems like, well, God, just sometimes he just speaks in generalities. He might show you something, a picture, and he may not explain everything, but you and I, when we get closer and closer to him, he is a very specific God. And he says to Joshua, he says, now listen, in Joshua chapter 1, he says, listen, I've given you this spot, I've given you this spot, I've given you this spot, and I've given you this spot. He says, I want you to be strong and I want you to be courageous. Let me read it to you. Watch. Joshua chapter 1 says in verse 5, it says, no man should be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. For this people you shall divide as an inheritance in the land to which I will show you. Only be strong and very courageous. He's repeating it over and over and over again. That you may observe to do according to all that is written, which Moses commanded you. Verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate, focus on, keep your eyes focused on it day and night, that you may observe to do all that is written therein. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Here's what God says. He says, now listen. He says, focus your eyes on hearing my voice. He repeats over and over, I am with you. I will not forsake you. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed. You will conquer every place that I've given you. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. I won't leave you. You will conquer. But this is what he says. But I want you to sit and focus on my word. In verse 8, he says, this book of the law, don't let it depart from your mouth. You meditate, you focus on it day and night, because then you make your way prosperous, and then you experience good success. You and I have to find God by hearing his voice. Give him space to move, y'all. But we have to chase hard after him. Last one. Write this down. I live an unfocused, distant life without Jesus. I live an unfocused, distant life without Jesus. If we don't have a relationship with Jesus, we won't have focus. We might have success based on our eyes, but we won't have Jesus, which means we won't have open eyes, which means that we won't have focused eyes. And the only way we could live our life and be all that God's called us to be is if we have an unashamed relationship with his son, Jesus. The Bible says that Jesus died on the cross and rose again so that you and I may have life. He sacrificed everything that he was for you. And the Bible actually says this. It says that for the joy that was set in front of Jesus, he looked at it and he despised everything else and endured the cross and the shame for you. He actually had his eyes focused on you when he was thinking about the cross. And he said, all of the pain, the embarrassment, all of the things that I would go through matters very little because they matter more. Jesus had his eyes focused on you when he was going to the cross. He had open eyes when he was thinking about you, when he was sitting and saying, I'm going to die, I'm going to come back to life, and I'm going to do it for them. See, without Jesus, you and I live an unfocused life. Right where you are, I want to pray for you. There's a verse in the Bible where it says, it's literally one of the most well-known verses in the whole Bible. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. This morning, it would be a great honor if I could pray for you right where you are. I know that you have been waiting for someone to give you an opportunity and an introduction to Jesus, and this is your time. There's a simple prayer that we pray. The Bible actually says that if you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart that Jesus died and rose again, that he comes and lives on the inside of you. Today, it would be my highest honor to pray with you, to meet Jesus. All I'm asking is that you do your ABCs. You accept, you believe, and you confess right where you are. People are literally praying. We have been praying for you and praying for this moment. Are you ready? Will you just repeat this prayer after me? And there are people literally all around the world praying this prayer today. Come on, pray this prayer after me. Say, dear Jesus, I thank you for being focused on me when you died and you rose again. I acknowledge your freedom through your death, burial, and resurrection. And I accept you freely today as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, can you make some noise right where you are? Come on, make some noise. Come on, make some noise right in your home. Come on, make some noise for people who accepted Jesus today. Listen, you made the very best decision that you could ever make by choosing to focus on Jesus today. And here's what I want you to do. There's a number, 407-393-8426. I want you to text yes and your name so that we can know that you accepted Jesus. Now, here's what we're doing. I don't want to send you anything in regards to like putting you on a mailing list. No, I want to know who accepted Jesus. The reason why is because this next step after you accepted Jesus requires you having a family to belong to. And you are now a part of the family of God, and God never designed for you to do life by yourself. And my wife and I would love to just send you an initial text message or an email just to say, well done. And based on that, you can choose if there's other ways that we can come around you, but I would love to celebrate this moment with you today. Amen. So go to cityplacechurch.com/what's next. But please don't make the decision in private without us knowing how we can come around and support you. Well done. Well done. Well done. The final part of our service is we worship God through our giving. And I just want to again say thank you for your faithfulness to the Lord in being generous of heart. We have been able to be a blessing to families, not only in City Place, but also those outside of City Place, local organizations, people literally around the world are being blessed through City Place Church. And so I want to say thank you. I honor your faithfulness, and I just want to continue to say well done in being obedient to the Lord and just trusting Him in this season. And so information on how to give, cityplacechurch.com/give, or you can text to give. However the Lord lays it on your heart to do it, just know that we are going to steward it with integrity and just steward it well so that the kingdom of God can continue to be impacted in Jesus' name. So I'm going to pray. Father, we love you today. We thank you just for your presence. We thank you for your power. We thank you for all that you've done this weekend. God, we honor you today. Thank you for those that met you and walking in relationship with you through salvation. And bless us as we give today from a generous heart. God, let City Place continue to be your hands and your feet. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hey, don't forget, this upcoming August the 9th, we're going to be doing 21 days of prayer. And I can't wait to kick off next week's series as we lean into God and we push in to how to hear God's voice and really how to engage in prayer. Have a great week. Can't wait to see you back here next week, City Place Church. Have a good week.
That's all for this week's podcast edition. Join us online at cityplacechurch.com for more resources, upcoming events, or to submit a prayer request. Or if you are in the Central Florida area, join us on Sunday morning for a life-giving service that builds dreams, ignites faith, and establishes leaders for the kingdom of Christ.